Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Steve Strang, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I'm so happy today to have my friend and our author, Mike Shreve, from Cleveland, Tennessee, with us. And he has some important insight on what Jesus felt were the two very most important things we should focus on. We're going to hear about that and some other exciting things right after this word from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by Brown Church Development Group, a church building project impacts your ministry for decades. That's why how you build is as important as what you build. With over 50 years of experience, Brown Church Development Group's construction team has built hundreds of churches of all sizes and denominations. Integrating with Brown Church Development Group members, coaches, consultants, and architects, the construction team delivers a strategically positioned facility that reaches beyond just the brick and mortar. If you're considering a building project today, you're walking with your elders, you're talking to people in your church, call Brown Church Development Group at 888-879-1338. Remember, it's a podcast, so you can back up and listen to it again. It's 888-879-1338. You can find them online at churchdevelopment.net/podcast. churchdevelopment.net/podcast. Don't forget the backslash. It really helps us out for our friends and supporters to know that they're listening to podcasts. God bless you all as you reach out to Brown Church Development Group.
Welcome back, and welcome to you, Mike Shreve. We've known each other a long time, and you've been a guest before on our podcast, mine and some others as well. So we're glad that you're here visiting from Cleveland, Tennessee.
It's great to be in Florida, especially this time of year.
That's right. For those people who don't live in Florida, they don't get to enjoy our beautiful weather, do they? You know, we first got to know each other when Charisma was very young, and we were very young, probably in the 1970s. So it's been interesting to see your ministry develop and blossom over the years and to be aware of your testimony and to cover it in the magazine and now to publish a couple of your books. So tell us about the first book that we did called 65 Promises for God for Your Child.
Well, there are, according to Herbert Lockyer, one of my favorite authors, 7,487 promises in God's Word. But of those 7,487 promises, 65 of them deal specifically with the offspring of those who are in a covenant relationship with God. And that was sparked in me a number of years ago. And I began praying those promises over my children because you can have two approaches. When your child is in a place of spiritual stress or danger, you can plead with God. You can beg God, oh, have mercy on my child. Or you can say, God, you said in Deuteronomy 7:9, you are the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy with those who love him to 1,000 generations. So you've already promised covenant and mercy would be hovering over my child. So I lay claim to it in Jesus' name. And I have found that claiming those promises is a, I believe, far more powerful way of praying over our offspring than pleading. Because certainly no prayer goes unheeded in heaven, but I believe God honors faith. And what better faith to have than faith in his word and faith in his promise?
And God honors his word as well, as we
Absolutely.
Well know.
Yes.
And that really resonated with people. I think we've sold over 50,000 copies. I think it's been very high on Amazon, so congratulations to you. And then that was followed by Powerful Prayers for Supernatural Results just a little over a year ago. Tell us about that book.
Well, that was sparked in me by the revelation of the prayer of Jabez. Around the turn of the millennium, that was a very popular idea. And what came to me is that the prayer of Jabez is a powerful prayer. It's a great prayer to confess. But we have no record in the Bible of any kind of supernatural response from God to that prayer. So I thought if it's important to focus our attention on that prayer, there's about 650 prayers in the Bible, 450 recorded answers. I thought we need to focus on the prayers that brought the greatest supernatural response from God. And I studied it for a couple of years and pulled out the 10 most powerful prayers I felt in the Bible that brought the greatest intervention of the kingdom of heaven on earth. And that's what the book is all about. And then the last chapter goes into seven prayers that changed the entire world forever. And so it will revolutionize anyone's prayer life to read that book, Powerful Prayers for Supernatural Results.
And of course, both these books are available wherever Christian books are sold or online. People would just search for Mike Shreve or the title of the book. And then we're looking forward in July to your new book called Who Am I? Tell us about that.
Well, this has been a favorite theme of mine for 30 years. I've preached on the theme of the names and the titles of the children of God. I was studying the names of God about 30 years ago, and wow, what a revelation. What an edifying experience it was to learn various names of God, and then it built faith in me for my relationship with Him. Because if I knew that He was, say, El Shaddai, the Almighty God, I could expect that kind of manifestation in my life of His mighty power coming to my rescue. Well, while I was studying the names of God, God spoke to me very profoundly one day that it would be just as important for us to know our God-given names. And I began searching the Word, and much to my surprise, I thought I'd find 25, at most maybe 50, but I found over 1,000 names and titles that belong to the people of God. Like, just an overview, like the Anointed, the Apple of His Eye, Ambassadors for Christ, Believers, Children of the Resurrection, Children of Abraham, Children of Promise, Disciples, the Elect, Heirs of God, Joint Heirs with Christ, and so forth. Well, we took, and when I say we, the editing team I've worked with here at Charisma and I consolidated and drew the focus tight on 52 of what I consider to be the most powerful names and titles that belong to us, that reveal our spiritual identity. And that's what the book is all about. Who am I? Dynamic declarations of who you are in Christ. And it's all based on what God says you are, who God says you are, and you can lay claim to it and declare it and expect it to come to pass.
Praise God. And now let's talk about what I referred to earlier about the two commandments of the new covenant. You know, you brought me today a beautiful framed poster that reminds us of what Jesus, he boiled down the law into two commandments. Tell our listeners what that is, and then we'll go from there.
Well, in Matthew 22 and in Mark chapter 12, you have the same story recorded twice. In Matthew 22, it's a lawyer who comes to Jesus and says, which is the greatest commandment of the law? And the word law is a reference to the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. And Jesus sifted through all 613 commandments in the Torah and immediately came up with Deuteronomy 6:5 and Leviticus 19:18. Deuteronomy 6:5 says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And then Leviticus 19:18 says, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And then in Matthew 22, Jesus said, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And in Mark chapter 12, he also says, there is no commandment greater than these. And that just dawned on me powerfully just about 6 months ago. It just revolutionized some of my thinking in this particular area. I have evangelized for 45 years. And in over four decades, I've preached in hundreds and hundreds of churches where I've seen the Ten Commandments displayed, which certainly is a part of our spiritual and religious foundation to be revered. God wrote them in stone with His own fiery finger. But still, 80% of those commandments are negative. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. And Jesus said, these two commandments are greater than any others, and they're 100% positive. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And the Bible says clearly that love is the fulfillment of the law. In other words, if we really achieve that place of love that the new covenant is supposed to take us to, then automatically it's part of our nature to keep the first four commandments in our relationship with God, to keep the next five commandments in our relationship with other people, and to keep the last commandment, thou shalt not covet, when we learn how to love ourselves in the light of heaven's perspective toward us. Because then we'll be content with who we are and what God has made us to be. And so love is the fulfillment of the law, and you're focused on something positive instead of something negative. The law develops what I call sin consciousness in people, where they're more minded toward what they can't do and what they shouldn't do and what their faults and failures are, while this love that Jesus desires to bring us into makes us more God conscious in the sense of we are more consciously aware of our relationship with God and more consciously aware of what we can be in Christ. And so I believe it shifts you from being focused on the sin nature to being focused on this new nature, the hidden man of the heart, Peter calls it, and Paul talked about the new man, which is created in righteousness and true holiness, which is the born-again part of us. Jesus simplified things. He took 10 commandments on 2 tablets of stone and reduced it to 2 commandments on 1 tablet, and that is the tablet of the human heart. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, our hearts are likened to a tablet that God would write on, that he himself would write on, and he writes on our hearts these 2 commandments, loving the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself. And we're encouraging pastors to display the 2 commandments of the new covenant on the walls of their churches to bring people to an awareness of what Jesus really came to birth in us. Because the last verse of John 17, his great intercessory prayer for the church, he prayed, Father, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. And that was the close of that prayer. So he prayed that love into us, and that's certainly the center of who we are.
Well, the important thing, of course, is that these are written, as you said, on the tablets of our heart. But I like your idea of displaying them on the wall, not only in churches, but homes, or in my case, my office, is just a visible way that we can give testimony to our relationship with Christ, and it's a reminder. So tell us how a listener could find one of these.
Well, they can go to my websites, shreveministries.org or deeperrevelationbooks.org, and they can find them there. They could call my office, 423-478-2843. We have them in 5 different sizes. It's not just another picture to put on your wall. As you said, it's a reminder. It's an aid in awakening people to a spiritual reality that I think we need to understand. Because Isaiah 42 talked about the coming of the Messiah, and it said he would magnify the law and make it honorable. And I wondered, now, how did he do that? To magnify something is to enlarge it where you see hidden details. And if he magnified the law, how did he accomplish that? And I believe he took what were religious external commandments and turned them into internal transformational promises. Because in the Old Testament, for instance, he said, thou shalt not kill. But Jesus said, you have heard it said, thou shalt not kill. But I say unto you, if you're angry with your brother without cause, you're in danger. And then he said, you have heard it said, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, if you look on a woman to lust, you've committed adultery in your heart. So he made it a matter of the heart. And I believe that's more honorable, where instead of just being mindful about our religious actions, the new covenant is all about internal transformation and coming forth in the image of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. I don't believe he came to set up another religion. I believe he came to take us back to what Adam had in the garden. And that was a very vibrant and viable love relationship with God that filled his whole life. That's what the 2 commandments are all about.
And when it comes right down to it, it's all about a matter of the heart, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And the nice thing about a podcast is you can back it up. So you can back it up if you didn't get that phone number and website and listen again. Thank you very much for giving me that beautiful frame print. I will value it and cherish it. And thank you for being with me on the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang, and I encourage you to tune in next time. God bless you.
This podcast is brought to you by Brown Church Development Group. If you're in the planning stages of a new building, I highly recommend the Brown Church Development Group. You can call them at 888-879-1338 or find them online at churchdevelopment.net/podcast. You got to put the /podcast in there so they know that you've been listening to the podcast. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.